Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for this set time that you allowed us to come together, oh God, to touch and agree. We thank you, oh God, for what you're doing, what you've done, and what you're about to do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, come on and shout, everybody, glory. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. The Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. The creator of the universe. Hallelujah. Of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and shout glory. If you trust God to do it, take out the word. I come with the word today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the glory of the Lord arise. Heavenly Father, we ask that you let the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us right now, according to Isaiah 60:2. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us right now and let your glory be seen on each of us right now today. That's on the line in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your word. Lord, that you sent your word to save us, your only begotten Son, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. My Lord, my God, creator of heaven and earth, as your daughters and sons, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Make a joyful shout with me all, hallelujah, to the Lord of God, hallelujah, all you lands. I will serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with thanksgiving and with singing today. Know that the Lord, he is God, and it is he who has made us, and not ourselves, amen. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture, amen. Enter to his gates with thanksgiving, hallelujah, and to his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name right now, right where you are, in the name of Jesus Christ. For the Lord is good, hallelujah. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures a whole generation. Lord, we thank you for mercy right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to have a good time when we get there. Hallelujah. Take out the word. Hallelujah. Welcome you all to the shout. I'm your host, Prophetess T. Chantel Manny. I thank God for you for being here, you all, today. Hallelujah. God has made it possible for us to be here one more time in the land of the living in 2021, February the 2nd, right now. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and shout and give God all praise. Going on, Evangelist Harper. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I just want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful of a few things. Behold, I make you rule over many. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's my shout for today. I want to hear him say, well done.
Yes. Hallelujah. If you're faithful of a few things, I want you to know that God will give you more. Hallelujah. If you can take care of a little bit, I want you, God will give you a whole lot more. But can you be faithful over a few things? The Bible says, I'll make you master over many. But can you be faithful over a few? Or are you complaining about the little bit? Or are you whining about the little bit? Hallelujah. Have you walked out on the little bit? Hallelujah. Because the Bible tells you, if you be faithful over a few things, he'll make you a master over many. Amen. Glory to God. Open up your mouth and shout, Sister Carol Dillon. Give God praise and glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. That's all I can say, but thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking up this morning, Lord. Thank you for closing me in my right mind today, Lord. Just thank you. I just want to say, give y'all praise, honor, and glory, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' name, thank you. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That God continue to be your sinners. We come, God, we're holy with a prayer of thanksgiving, just thanking you, Father God, what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do, and those that believe and trust you, Father God. Even right now, God, on the side, holy, as we come together, Lord God, to receive, oh, Father God, not ourselves, Lord God, but receive all that you have for us to receive right now here on the shelf. Let it be so good and whatever you, Father God, to release it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we shout, oh God, because we love you, because we honor you, Father God, because we praise you, Lord. We glorify, magnify your holy name, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. We love you, oh God, that you will look upon us and say, daughter, son, well done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and shout to the kind of, give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes. Good afternoon. Praise God. Praise God. Nothing but good reports. The whole family, everybody's doing well. Between my daughter, my sister, everything is fine. Everything is fine with me, and I just appreciate
all the good blessings. I take none of my blessings for granted. I appreciate all of my blessings that the Lord has blessed me with.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you be in a place of just thanking God today? Hallelujah. We talked about that on yesterday. It's just looking over and just realizing what God has already done. Starting out with the breath, how your breath that you take. Because when you're sleeping, you don't know if you're breathing or not breathing. Amen? Mm-mm. You don't know, but we thank God when you wake up, you realize that God has kept you one more time. Amen? Glory to God. That's good for God. I don't have no complaints. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. All is well and good, and it shall be no other way. Amen? Glory to God. Sister, cousin Brenda Gale, call her, open up your mouth and shout, give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Thank you, Lord,
yes,
for another day's journey, waking me up clothed in my right mind, having the activities
yes,
of my limb and a
yes,
mind
Lord.
To say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord.
Jesus.
I thank you. I praise you.
Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory. Amen, amen. I'm telling you, I'm standing on that word. You are being called in my right mind because I know people who have lost their mind. I know when one time I was distorted, like, what's going on and what's happening. I woke up and didn't know where I was. I had to come to my right mind. So I just think I don't take that for granted to wake up in your right mind, clothed in your right mind, knowing that God has kept you in your right mind. Hallelujah, because there's so many things up in this world that fights with your thoughts and your mind and try to deceive you, confuse you, to frustrate you, to cause you to go back. But we thank God today that we woke up clothed in our right mind on who we are and whose we are. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the place that we lay down. And I want you to understand, some people lay down and woke up in a different place. Hallelujah. Unfamiliar to them. My God, thank God today. Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin, don't we open up your mouth and shout, give God our praise, glory and honor, shout, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for waking me this morning, starting me on my way. Thank you, Lord,
yes,
that
Lord.
My son came by this morning before he went to work. I thank you, Lord, for just being good to him. I thank the Lord for this land. I look forward for it, and I want you all to pray for me that I may go strong in Christ. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My Lord, my God. So many things to be thankful for you all. And I'm not going to holler at y'all too much. Amen. I get excited. I've been telling myself for a few months now, you're going to calm down just a little bit. You're going to start screaming like that. But I get excited because if you only knew some of the things that I face on a daily basis, hallelujah, you would understand my shout and understand what God gave me to show the shout to be able to shout. So if you come on the show and say, why is she shouting? The show is called the shout. So maybe you can shout to the rooftop, to the mountaintop, just thanking God for all that he has done and all that he is doing. Amen. Well, I want to talk to you all about it. I want to pray a prayer of protection. Amen. That God will continue to protect us and our family members and loved ones and all.
Show me your power. Let me in more of you is what I
hung me out of the system, but we thank God I am back. Can you all hear me good? This first one, if you can hear me, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to fight my way back to get on the line, but I thank God for the devil. You are lying. The truth ain't never been in you because he don't want the word to go forward. So we just thank God here for one more time. Glory to God. I thank God there's always a way because I was about to pray these prayers of protection to cover us and our family. And let us pray, Father, let your power surround us right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your hand right in you locate us right now, right where we are, and stand guard around us and protect us right now. Wherever there's any attacks on that, a situation that poses a threat against us, our family, our children. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you divinely intervene right now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, and preserve us and protect our lives and our family members and loved ones in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for your protection and your strengthening and your deliverance right now. We know, Father God, that deliverance is only available in Christ Jesus to those that believe. And Father God, we come believing to receive right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Father God, even as we believe right now, oh, Lord, deliverance, holy, let deliverance manifest right now. Deliver us from everything that poses a threat to our lives and strengthen us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Even if we feel like we cannot go on anymore, oh, Lord, release your strength right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. Amen. I'm back here. I'm back. I see Evangelist Kim was texting me. Are you still there? I was trying to get in that phone, trying to use another line to get back into the studio. But I thank God I will not give up. I'm glad you all either hung up and called back in, but stayed on in there. Amen. You know, we don't give up. We don't quit. We don't fall. We don't fumble. We keep on pushing in. We find all kinds of ways to get back in. Amen. Get back in that place. Hallelujah. The word, you all, today, I want to talk about several things, you all, and I was trying to find out which word today that we would deal with. There's several things that I do want to talk to you all about. One is discovering your strength. Discover your strength. God has given all of us gifts, and often he put those strengths within us because he wants to use them to fulfill his purpose for our lives. Amen? So part of seeking God about his will for your life is knowing that what our gifts, our talents, and our strengths are. So for years, you all, we were told to strengthen our weaknesses, but more and more social scientists are finding that our weaker areas will become only so strong no matter how much we work on them. Yet when we build up our strength, y'all, they become even stronger, and often we are able to excel in the area far beyond our expectations. Amen? So you have the ability to really become even better at the things you're already good at. Amen? So take some time to explore what those strengths are today in the name of Jesus Christ. Here are two resources that you that can help you all to get started. See, the Gallup Strength Center, I want to give you all that information that you can go and it can help you all. It's called the GallupStrengthCenter.com. It offers an extensive self-assessment that will help you identify your five greatest strengths along with the action points that will help you further strengthen those areas in your life. Amen? And I just want you to know, just ask God, Lord God, to help you to be your strength. Ask God for the supernatural strength to continue because we all have gifts and talents and strength. And if you don't know what those are, ask God to show you, reveal, so you can operate according to his will and plan, so God can use you effectively. Amen. Some of us already know those strengths and talents that we have and gifts, but we use them for the wrong kingdom. You have to ask yourself, am I using for the kingdom of God or for the kingdom of Satan? Amen. And then when you realize whose kingdom you're operating in, make that change. Or if you are already in the right kingdom, begin to operate in that kingdom effectively by asking God to help you, to guide you, to lead you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. So you all be blessed with that. But I do want to talk about you all as well, as far as knowing your strengths, as well as understanding you all. A lot of us, you hear people say all the time, oh, I'm not going to sleep until I'm dead, or, you know, I don't sleep that much. I sleep 3 or 4 hours. I want you to understand, sleep is important. Sleep is very important. If nobody had ever told you that, that's part of good health. You know, that's part of fitness, is making sure you get the proper amount of sleep, healthy eating, that you put the right things in your body and you sleep, because the body restores. So there's this thing is a restoration time for the body to restore and rejuvenate of the body and cells. And if you're not sleeping, you're not being restored. If you go 4 or 5 days without sleeping, look in the mirror and see how you look. But if you rest your body, see how restored and refreshing you feel that you look, because you're getting the right amount of sleep. The Bible says in Psalm 4 and 8, you all, I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Amen. And when we look in the book of Psalms, chapter 3, verse 5, and I'm going to slow down so y'all can get me. The Bible says, I lie down and sleep. awake again for the Lord sustains me. Know that God sustains you. Rest and know that God is with you. I want you to understand, strangely, your body was designed like a battery. See, it runs down and it has to be recharged. So that's why I think it's so important. Your body powers down and reaches the point in which you are fully relaxed. Then you begin to refuel and rebuild. See, it's a time of restoration for your body and your mind. Amen. The Lord has promised you the blessing of peaceful sleep. Amen. So if you're having trouble sleeping at night, ask God to bless you with peaceful sleep. You know that you will not be troubled, that your dreams will be sweet dreams. Amen. You can relax and take comfort knowing He never sleeps but watches over you at all times. The Lord that we serve, the Bible tells you He neither sleeps nor slumber. He is always watching. He's always alert. Amen. So I want you to understand that you are, and I want you to understand my fear, because some people are afraid, and fear and faith cannot dwell together. Fear is the opposite of faith. So sometimes it comes up in a disguise as worry or despair, and very often it tries to rob you of precious sleep. Of your precious sleep. See, the Bible says love casts out all fear, and faith works by love. So as you fall asleep, think of just how much God loves you. Build your faith by recalling all He has done for you. Count your blessings instead of sheep you are. Amen. Then sleep peacefully in your Heavenly Father's protective arms. Amen. Because God has us all. He has us all. He has the whole world in His hand. And as we talk about people being renewed, you know, that should be about restoration. That God renew you. Talking about renewal, being renewed. Amen. On the daily, your mind being renewed. Amen. The Bible says in Psalm 51 and 10, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Amen. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and 16, you are, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Amen. That is a benefit, you all. These are one of the daily benefits that God loads us with. Amen. So no two snowflakes, you all, are alike. No two sunsets are ever exactly the same, you all. Your Creator, Father in heaven, delivers a masterpiece with every stroke of artistry, you all. He inspires. You are no different. We are no different. With each touch of His hand, with every letter you read in His word, He changes your heart from old to new. Amen. Forming you in His image. Amen. You become more like Him each moment you spend with Him. Amen. Spend your time with the Lord our God daily. Your Creator makes all things new, and He's continually shaping the perfect you. Amen. We thank God for shaping the perfect you today. Amen. The perfect me today. Amen. The perfect husband, the perfect wife. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. See, your relationship with God is alive, amen? It's living and breathing. It requires nourishment to survive, much like, you know, tributaries you all pour into the lakes and, you know, and rivers, and you give out your spirit into all you do. When you give out, you can drain your reservoirs, you all. God wants you full. He wants you full. He doesn't want you empty. Fill up as you renew your spirit and mind daily with His word and in His presence. Amen. Your life-giving river of living water. Fill up, pour out, and fill up again. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we just thank God today. How many of you are just in that place of thanksgiving? Amen. Just thanking God. Hallelujah. Because I always say this, when we look back, and even we look back on yesterday, what yesterday tried to bring, what yesterday tried to do to us, but God kept us. He sustained us. He shielded us so that we were protected. Some things that were supposed to come to you couldn't come to you because they were blocked in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. God redirect your path so that you wouldn't go down the path of destruction, but He led you down the path of righteousness. Amen. So we just have to thank God for what He's already done. Amen. And I just want to ask you today, if we could be honest. I like to be honest and open and transparent, because that's how we are helped. That's how we get here. We can't go to a counselor lying about something that we're not or something that we didn't do. We got to be open and transparent and honest so we can get the help. You can't go to the doctor saying your leg hurts when really your head is hurt. You can't go to your doctor saying, I got that pain when it's your chest that's hurting, and expect to get help for your chest when you tell them your back's hurting. Come on now. We got to be honest and transparent so that we can be healed, delivered, and set free so we can be helpful. But can you be honest with yourself? I want you today, hallelujah, if you can't do it, let it be. Let it be. So, Pastor, what do you mean by that? The Bible says in Luke 1:38, and Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. She said, let it be. If it shall be so, if God said it, let it be. If God wants to use me, let it be. It don't matter what people say, let it be. to follow Mary's example. When she found out that she was pregnant with the Son of God, her word was rock, God. Her word, again, you all heard, her word was rock. Her world was rock. Her world was rock. Can you imagine being pregnant and you had laid with nobody? You got to tell me, I ain't been with nobody. People saying you lied. Ain't no way you can be pregnant if you ain't laid down with no man. And her world was rock. My God. What a scandal. A good Jewish girl pregnant before she was married. That is the question. You think about that? Unthinkable. But she accepted the news and surrendered her life and her body to your will. Lord, help us to accept your word no matter what it says to us, oh God, that we can surrender ourselves to it immediately in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. See, that's the thing. Some of us want God to wait on us. Hallelujah. But God has waited a long time. Hallelujah. When God calls you, don't wait. See, in the Bible, we know when God, when Jesus went to the disciples and he said, follow me, the Bible tells us that they immediately followed Jesus. Some of us are telling God, I'm not right now. I ain't ready right now, Lord. No. Run it from him. Run it. Like Jonah, run it. You can't run from God. You can't hide from God. So why not today decide, you know what, God? Heavenly Father, I give it all over to you. I surrender all that I am to you. Use me how you see fit. All of me I give to you. Not half. I don't want to be halfway in no more, Father God. I don't want to be a halfway Christian, oh God. I don't want to be a halfway believer because I understand if I'm halfway, that means I'm not what I say I am. If I say I'm halfway in, that means that I'm on the way out. Hallelujah. Help us, Father God, today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Again, I thank you all for bearing with me today. Hallelujah. I hope the word that went forward that you all received in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Understand that you have the power. Understand how sleep is important to be renewed, to be revived, and allowing God to use you in this season of your life. Trusting God more than you trust man. Trusting God more than you trust the United States system. And just trusting God with all that you are and all that you have, all that you love, all that you're concerned about in the name of Jesus Christ, because he is the creator of all things. Amen. He has all things, not some things, all things. And he has the power to turn things around in your life and those that you're concerned about in love. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, what is my prayer today as I decree and declare over all that's on the line today? Shalom, prosperity, and peace are ours through Christ Jesus. It's yours. We are the saints of God and we are children of God. We have a covenant with God. Walk in and receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our covenant is a covenant of peace, prosperity, and blessings. And we thank you, Father God, that you have given it to us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That all enjoy shalom and prosperity and peace and safety all the days of their life, Father God. All that trust and believe in you right now. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, for your faithful covenant. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bless your holy name, Father God. And we just want to say thank you. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. All be blessed today. We're back here on the shout at 12 noon, you all. Just thanking God. Hallelujah. For one more time, everybody. One more time. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. Amen. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you to have as a person worthy of the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. Amen. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace, and it's all in Jesus' name. You are blessed. Hallelujah. God, to God be the glory. Amen, amen. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear it say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. living, yeah. When I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get that.